this morning at the school mass told of a fable that I don't think many of them had heard before. Had you heard that fable this morning about the two wolves? You'd heard that before? No, okay. So when you do this, you mean this. Okay, good to know. Had you heard it before? Okay. You? Okay. This fable is of a Cherokee grandfather. And the Cherokee grandfather is talking to his grandson. And he says, "Grandson, there are two wolves within me. And these wolves are fighting. They can't coexist with one another. They can't get along with one another. And they are fighting, and they'll keep fighting until one kills the other. And one of these wolves is hateful and spiteful, jealous, prideful and greedy. The other wolf is good and kind and merciful and just. And yet, to defend itself, it fights back as well. And that these wolves are going to continue until only one is left." And the grandson says, "Well, grandfather, which one is going to win?" And the grandfather says, "The one I feed. The one I feed." Which is helpful. This fable is helpful because it does help us to recognize that those virtues in our lives, being kind and generous, by giving into those, by feeding those, we become more kind and generous. If we are feeding our pride and our ego, then we will become more prideful, more egotistical. It matters what we eat. We are what we eat. And so whichever one you feed is the one that will win. That's the good side about this fable. There's a bad side, though, as well. The bad side starts with the fact that it's completely false. No Cherokee ever said it. In fact, I pulled up the Google machine last night to make sure I had the fable right, and I put it in, and I read this article, which, I mean, maybe the person who wrote the article was not telling the truth, but you never know. Apparently, a Cherokee would never say this. A Cherokee Indian would never have said such a thing about this dualism within us. It wasn't an Indian at all. It was Billy Graham, several years ago, who needed a story to be able to tell about, you know, which one we feed. And so he first actually said this about the Inuit, which are the Native Americans in North America, way up in Alaska, Canada. But the Inuit, they got upset, because apparently the Inuit wouldn't say this either. So they got upset, and Billy Graham changed it to Cherokee. They don't really like it either, but it is what it is. And it reminds me of the way the story, this way this fable is constructed. It actually reminds me of an early church heresy. Do y'all remember what the early church heresy was? It starts with an N. She's hiding. She's like, "I don't know." Maddie, you know. What was it? You don't know? Say Nestorianism. Nestorianism, exactly. So the next time you all are at a trivia, you needed a trivia fact, you can use this one. Nestorianism, authored by Nestorius, was the idea that Christ wasn't two natures in one person, which is what the church believes, but rather Christ is two persons in one body. Meaning, essentially, it's been compared to something akin to two cats in a bag. And you put two cats in a bag, they're not going to get along for too long, and they're going to end up fighting. Sounds a lot like two wolves within us, doesn't it? The problem with Nestorianism is that it pulls apart Christ. It sets aside the divinity and calls it good, and the humanity calls it bad. And we aren't two different people. There isn't a good side of us and a bad side of us. We are good. Christ's coming in the flesh reminds us that we are good. We make poor decisions, and this Lenten season is an opportunity to remember and reflect on the poor decisions that we may make. But there isn't two wolves within us, one good and one bad. We are good. And so, I propose another fable, a modern fable, if you will. It's about my dog, Lady. Some of you may have seen her out in the neighborhood walking me. I have to wrangle her because she's mad. She's crazy. But anyway, she's full of energy. She's a great dog. She's loving as can be, but she's just very energetic. And Lady, when I let her out, she used to generally come right back. You know, she'd go and she would do her business, and she would basically come right back to the door fairly quickly. No need to stay outside. Might as well come right back in. Until recently, the neighbor lady, who's elderly, she's lost her husband, she also lost her dog, she asked me if it would be okay if she gave my dog a treat every now and then. I said yes. I kind of regret it, because the dog doesn't want to come back in anymore. In fact, you should have seen her today hopping around along the fence like a jackrabbit, and then she came in covered in mud. And I was like, my homily bears truth right here as I'm cleaning you up, you crazy, crazy dog. She doesn't want to come in. In fact, she'll sit out on the wet concrete waiting for the possibility of the neighbor lady to come and maybe give her a treat. Maybe. Possibly. There's warmth, love, a bag full of treats inside, and yet she will sit and wait and wait and wait out in the cold and the rain for the possibility of getting this treat. How much is that like us? We will look in all the wrong places for a morsel, a tidbit of the goodness that we seek. We will look in all the wrong places, and we will wait and wait and wait in the cold and the damp, just hoping for just a glimpse of what it is that we truly are seeking. When all we have to do is come inside, be amongst our sisters and our brothers who also recognize that we make sometimes poor decisions, to receive the food we are, after all, what we eat. To receive in this holy place the food which allows us, helps us to live the life to which we are called. That, sisters and brothers, is the fable I leave you with. Not the idea that somehow we're two different people and that this season is about suppressing anything, really. It's about helping us choose when and where and truly what is for our best. Let us support one another in this holy season as we walk together in our desire to receive the goodness of God.